And then the Fed is going to print helicopter money and send it out to the American people, which is absurd, because what it means is you've got larger and larger piles of dollars chasing the same limited scarce goods, which is going to lead to price inflation. So they might as well just call up, you know, just have the president announce, hey, everybody, take a $100 bill and just write another zero on the end of it. Make it a $1,000 bill. Now everybody's rich. You know, that's the kind of insanity that we're dealing with. But this is an attempt to confiscate wealth and assets and money and savings from the American people. This is massive theft. They package it as a gift. Oh, we're going to send you thousands of dollars. We're going to bail you out. We're going to bail this company out. We're going to bail out employees. We're going to bail out stocks. It's not a bailout. It's theft. They're going to end up owning everything, owning you, owning your life. I'm going to talk a lot about the economic news here today and what's happening with the economy, because really the governments and the central banks of the world are using this pandemic to seize all assets across the board. There really is no more functioning market in the United States or around the world. The Federal Reserve is printing fiat currency. They are going to eventually hyperinflate prices and devalue the dollar. The chapter has begun for that. And they're using this newly created fiat currency money to buy corporate bonds, which means they're going to own the debt of the corporations. They're buying commercial mortgages because all the storefronts are no longer paying rent because everything's closed down, the restaurants, the retailers, everything. And so there's going to be a crash in commercial mortgage-backed securities, which the Fed is buying up. So the Fed's going to own all that. And then the Fed is going to print helicopter money and send it out to the American people, which is absurd, because what it means is you've got larger and larger piles of dollars chasing the same limited scarce goods, which is going to lead to price inflation. So they might as well just call up, you know, just have the president announce, hey, everybody, take a $100 bill and just write another zero on the end of it. Make it a $1,000 bill. Now everybody's rich. You know, that's the kind of insanity that we're dealing with. But this is an attempt to confiscate wealth and assets and money and savings from the American people. And of course, they're going to roll out a government-run central bank surveillance cryptocurrency, a digital wallet, so that they can have negative interest rates, so they can steal money from you while your money is sitting in their wallets that they control, that they run, so they can have full-blown surveillance on you as you're trying to function in society. And of course, they're going to marry that with a social credit scoring system so they can deny you the right to engage in transactions if you don't say the right things. If you speak out against transgenderism, oh, all of a sudden your wallet's turned off. What do you know? You can't engage in transactions. Or if you oppose vaccines, especially the coming coronavirus vaccine, maybe next year, if you say anything critical about that vaccine, oh, your wallet will stop working. You won't have any money. You'll be an outcast from society. You see, so far, they just kick you off of YouTube and Facebook and Twitter like I've been banned everywhere. But in the future, they'll ban your ability to even buy food. This is what's coming. This crisis, no matter what you believe about its origins or no matter what you believe about how severe it is or not severe, yeah, because I know opinions vary on that, but they're using it to steal every asset from society. Where this goes long term is that America becomes impoverished masses like Mexico with certain protected corporations that get the government bailouts like Amazon and Boeing and maybe Tesla and Google and others, just going to be a few wealthy, all-powerful Orwellian corporations running your life, and you will have nothing, and you will be entirely dependent on the government because your pension will disappear, as is already happening. Pensions are vanishing. You will have no retirement. You will have no savings. If you're left holding dollars when this great reset comes, or I should say horrifying reset, you will lose almost all the value, the purchasing power of those dollars. That is already beginning to happen. So this bailout, this multi-trillion dollar bailout, is theft. It is theft from you. It's theft from the people. It is government theft. It's beyond hoarding. It is a mass coordinated stealing of everything that you own, from your retirement to your 401ks, to your business, your corporate stocks, everything. It could be your home, your commercial real estate, everything. They're going to steal it from you. And in fact, I want to encourage you There is a video series out there that was created by Mike Maloney. It's called The Hidden Secrets of Money. And in fact, I'd like to ask the producers, I'd really like to see if we can invite Mike Maloney on as a guest of mine next week. If we're all still functioning and online, I'd really love to have Mike Maloney on because he gets this. And that video series called The Hidden Secrets of Money, which is very professionally produced. I think it's on YouTube. You can watch it for free. It explains exactly what money is versus what fiat currency is. And these bailouts are just creating endless fiat currency. And all of us, if we are to protect our liberty and protect our assets and protect our savings and prevent the government from stealing from us, we need to understand how the Federal Reserve is a giant theft scam system and how the senators have just now created a new bill and members of the House as well. They've created this new law, this bailout bill. You know, I want my bailout money. This is massive theft. They package it as a gift. Oh, we're going to send you thousands of dollars. We're going to bail you out. We're going to bail this company out. We're going to bail out employees. We're going to bail out stocks. It's not a bailout. It's theft. They're going to end up owning everything, owning you, owning your life. In fact, when we come back, I'd like to ask the producers, let's come back after this break with a little bit of my song from 2008 called I Want My Bailout Money. That's on Brighttown.com. It's a rap song about the bailouts from 2008. It's now even more appropriate than it was 12 years ago. This is Mike Adams. I'll be right back after this break with more on The Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Turn it up! I want my bailout money. Keep the bills coming. Sweet green cash just dripping like honey. I'm a new kind of thug with the Washington buzz. Cause feeling debt pays better than feeling drugs. What do you think will happen when they double the money supply? A falling dollar makes it harder for you to survive. And take those billions and trillions and give it to their own kind. Hope you don't mind being robbed blind. How do you think?
All right, that's from the song I Want My Bailout Money that I wrote and recorded back in 2008. This is Mike Adams here on The Alex Jones Show. I don't want to bore you with too much more of that song. It's basically a lot of screaming about bailouts. But, you know, look, the lyrics of that song are more applicable now than they were even in 2008. It's about bailing out these wealthy, connected corporate executives. You know, it's about bailing out the Jeff Bezos type people of the world and bailing out probably even the tech giants. And Amazon is going to be probably the monopoly retailer in America because retail fronts that are in your local city are all collapsing. I mean, they were already under intense pressure because of Amazon and Prime Delivery and so on. And now with this coronavirus, your local retailers, other than Walmart and Target and Costco and so on, your local retailers are basically crushed and gone. And that is a very scary world if we have to depend on Jeff Bezos and Amazon in order to get goods, especially since Amazon bans many natural supplements and natural products. They will not let us sell through their FBA program, which is fulfilled by Amazon. They won't let us sell many things, even glutathione, for example, which is really important for liver detox and helping your body detox pharmaceuticals and heavy metals and things like that. So Amazon's going to be sort of the last monopoly retail giant in a world of collapse and a world of homelessness. We're going to see many people losing their homes over this, sadly. We're going to see the homeless population spike all over the country. And we're going to see homeless people in small towns that we used to only see in cities. And of course, we're going to see people fleeing the cities as well. That's already begun. So the economic impacts of this are enormous. Now, it's worth pointing out that the virus did not cause these economic impacts. The virus merely initiated this failed system that has been put in place where the can has been kicked down the road since the 2001 dot-com crash and the 2008 subprime mortgage crash. Instead of fixing the structural problems in the economic system, the Fed, under different presidents, has just bailed out everything. That's why that song, I Want My Bailout Money, it's just bailing everything out. Well, that doesn't fix the problems, and it doesn't eliminate the bad decisions in the system that lead to this situation where everybody is highly leveraged, nobody's got any backup money, nobody has any savings, nobody has any redundancy or resiliency in the system. So instead of letting companies that make bad decisions fail, we're now going to have more bailouts. Now trillions of dollars of bailouts by creating new money, which is really new debt. So all of these trillions, people think, well, the government can create money for free. That's not the case. That's coming out of your pockets, folks, your pockets as a taxpayer, You're the one doing the bailouts of the rich, wealthy corporations and the corporate executives who are being selected to survive this, while others who are not so lucky, who are not being selected, are being allowed to fail. And thus, we have no functioning system, no free market anymore. We have no reward for being correct, no reward for saving money. You are punished for saving money because your savings are about to become less and less valuable as the government prints new money to have helicopter handouts to the whole country. You can always count on the government to do the wrong thing. And they're doing it yet again. This is the wrong thing. And let me give you an example of that. Right now, I had a supplier out of Hong Kong contact me and say they've got the ability to manufacture 100,000 N95 masks per week. And they wanted to know if we wanted to import those masks and then retail them in America. And I think they even quoted me a price of $1.28 per mask, which seems higher than usual, but of course there's a lot of demand right now. And they were telling me, well, you could sell these in America for, you know, $5 a mask or more, or $6 a mask. You know, so they're saying, oh, you can make $500,000 a week by selling these masks in America. And I told them, no, I'm not interested. You know why? Because anybody selling N95 masks in America today is accused of profiteering off of the pandemic, and you can be raided at gunpoint because the president signed the executive order that says, oh, hoarders are going to be, they're going to have a knock on their door. You're going to be raided at gunpoint. You're going to have your inventory confiscated by the federal government. So even when free market forces attempt to import masks and distribute masks or sell them even at a more fair price, I don't know, $1.99 a mask or something, you would still be accused of being a profiteer. You would be raided at gunpoint. You would be maybe arrested, maybe fined. Maybe the DOJ comes after you and shuts you down. That's what the government is doing right now, which is why those of us like myself and Alex Jones, we've built businesses, we've built distribution hubs, we've built these things that work in the private market, in free enterprise. We are the ones who are refusing to handle those now high-risk items, even though we could theoretically assist society in getting more masks into the hands of people who need them. But we won't do that because the government is threatening all of us, threatening us with arrests and gunpoint raids and DOJ prosecutions. So that's how government is blocking the supply of N95 masks. The government is making the situation worse with these anti-hoarding laws. And there's no telling where that's going to expand to, by the way. You know, today it's, oh, if you have medical masks, you're a, quote, hoarder, which, by the way, the government is the biggest hoarder of all. Look at their underground caves, 10 years of supplies of ammunition and medical gear and you know, antibiotics and communications and firearms and everything else. But apparently they didn't have enough N95 masks in the caves underground, so now they have to go steal it from the businesses that are trying to sell those supplies. That's insane. That is the opposite of a free market, and that's what's happening in America now. That's why my focus today is on economics. We're seeing a collapse of the free market and the rise of a communist, centrally controlled economy under a Republican president, for God's sake. Under a Republican president, we're having a communist, centrally planned government, and it's wrong, and it's dangerous, and it will have inefficiencies in the system. And Trump should let the free market work on this. Let me give you another example. In my ranch, I have thousands of pounds of organic oats and organic almonds and camu and things like that, goods that expired 6 months ago that I could not sell in my own store. The FDA won't let me sell them. So I've been feeding oats to my donkeys and my goats because I can't legally sell these to people who might be starving soon across America. I'm literally sitting on thousands of pounds of oats and almonds and other foods, which is insane, but I can't sell them without being arrested and fined. Why isn't there some kind of executive order to say, hey, if you're sitting on good food, make it available to the public. I'll sell it at cost. I don't need to make any money. I'd rather help people. And yeah, I'm going to donate a lot of it to local churches and things like that. But did you know that food banks won't even accept expired food? And I'm going to have to convince the churches to take the food because normally they won't accept so-called expired food. So I'm eating oatmeal and almonds. I'm going to be eating my way through the apocalypse on expired foods that are perfectly good while the government would threaten me with arrests and fines if I try to make that food available to others. This is insanity. The market is not being allowed to work. And yeah, I'll barter food with neighbors and friends and things like that, under, you know, the underground market. That's the only way I can do this. And if they want to come arrest me for bartering oatmeal with my neighbors, then go for it. I'm trying to help people stay fed and stay alive and get through this. And the government is in the way. The government's doing the wrong thing at every opportunity. The government's going to get people killed with these bad ideas and bad economics and bad finance. We need to get through this. Stay with us. Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back with much more.
This has been a pandemic.news video report. If you want to live, read pandemic.news.